So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 16, text number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Badrashvam Ketumalam Cha Bharatam Cha Uttaram Kuran Kim Parusha Adini Varshani Vijitya Jagre Balim. Badashvam Ketumalam Cha
Badashvam Ketumalam Cha
Bharatam Chotaran Kurun
Bharatam Chotaran Kurun
Kim Purushadini Kim Purushadini Varshani
Kim Purushadini Varshani
Vijitya Jagrihe Balim
Vijitya
Badrashvam
Badrashvam
Badrashva
Ketumalam
Ketumalam Ketumala
Ketumalam
Cha
Cha
Also
Also
Sushtam
Bharatam
Bharatam
Bharata
Bharata
Cha
Cha
And
And
E
Uttaram
Uttaram
The Northern Countries
The Northern Countries
Kurun,
Kurun,
the kingdom of the Kuru dynasty.
The kingdom of the Kuru dynasty.
Kim Purusha Adini.
Kim Purusha Adini.
A country beyond the northern side of the Himalayas.
The country beyond the northern side of the Himalayas.
Държавата отвъд северната част на Хималаите.
Варшани.
Варшани.
Parts of the Earth planet.
Parts of the Earth planet.
Части на Земята.
Части на Земята.
Виджитя.
Виджитя.
Conquering.
Conquering.
Завладявайки.
Jagrihe.
Jagrihe.
Exacted.
Exacted.
Изиска.
Изиска.
Balim.
Balim.
Strength.
Strength.
Sasiva.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit then conquered all parts of the earthly planet, Badrashva, Ketumala, Bharata, the northern Kuru, Kim Purusha, etc., and exacted tributes from their respective rulers.
След това, превод, след това Махараджа Парикшит покори всички части на земята. Бадрашва, Кетумала, Барата, северната част на Куру, Ким Пуруша и прочие. И обложи владетелите им с данъци.
Purport. Бадрашва. It is attractive land near Meru Parvata and it extends from Ganda Madana Parvat to the saltwater ocean. There is a description of this Varsha in the Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva 7:14-18. That description was narrated by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Maharaj Yudhisthira also conquered this Varsha, and thus the province was included within the jurisdiction of his kingdom, his empire. Maharaj Parikshit was formally declared to be the emperor of all lands ruled by his grandfather, but still he had to establish his supremacy while he was out of his capital to exact tribute from such states. Ketumala. This earth planet is divided into seven dweeps by seven oceans, and the central dweep is called Jambudweep. It's divided into nine varshas or parts by eight huge mountains. Bharat Varsha is one of the above mentioned nine Varshas, and Ketumala is also described as one of the above Varshas. It is said that in the Ketumala Varsha, women are the most beautiful. This Varsha was conquered by Arjuna also. A description of this part of the world is available in the Mahabharata Sabha 28.6. It is said that this part of the world is situated on the western side of the Meru Parvat, and the inhabitants of this province used to live up to 10,000 years, Bhishma Parva 631. Human beings living in this part of the globe are of golden color, and the women resemble the angels of heaven. The inhabitants are free from all kinds of diseases and grief. Bharatvarsha. This part of the world is also one of the nine Varshas of the Jambudvip. A description of Bharatvarsha is given in the Mahabharata Bhishma Parva, chapters 9 and 10. In the center of Jambudvip is Alavrita Varsha, and south of Alavrita Varsha is Hari Varsha. The description of these Varshas is given in the Mahabharata Sabha Parva 28.7-8 as follows. Nagaramscha vanamschaiva nadischa vimalodakaha purushandeva kalapangscha narishcha priyadarshanaha adrishta purvam sambhagan saddadarsha dananjayaha sudanani sushubrani narishchapsarasam nibha. It is mentioned here that the women in both these varshas are beautiful, and some of them are equal to the apsaras, or heavenly women. Uttarakuru. According to Vedic geography, the northernmost portion of Jambudvip is called Uttarakuru Varsha. It is surrounded by the saltwater ocean from three sides, and divided by Sringavan Mountain from the Hiranyamaya Varsha, Kimpurusha Varsha. It is stated to be situated north of the great Himalayan Mountains, which is 80,000 miles in length and height, and which covers 16,000 miles in width. These parts of the world were also conquered by Arjuna, Sabha 28.1-2. The Kimpurushas are descendants of the daughter of Daksha. When Maharaj Yudhisthira performed a horse sacrifice yajna, the inhabitants of these countries were also present to take part in the festival, and they paid tributes to the emperor. This part of the world is called Kimpurusha Varsha, or sometimes the Himalayan provinces, Himavati. It is also said that Shukadeva Goswami was born in these Himalayan provinces, and that he came to Bharatvarsha after crossing the Himalayan mountains. In other words, Maharaj Parikshit conquered all the world. He conquered all the continents adjoining all the seas and oceans in all directions, namely the eastern, western, northern, and southern parts of the world. Amagyana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Nina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, this particular verse is a sneak preview of what's lying ahead. I understand the Bulgarian Srimad Bhagavatam has only gone up to the fourth canto. But this particular verse is pointing what you will find in detail in the fifth canto. Many ISKCON devotees have a hard time understanding the fifth canto. Because it describes this material world in a way which is completely different from what the scientists have told us. There is a description here of planet Earth which is quite different than what we have heard before. There's a gigantic mountain called Meru Parvat.
Има гигантска планина, която се нарича Меру Парват.
Which is much higher than any mountain that we know of.
Която е много по-висока от която и да е планина, която сме
чули. Even higher than Mount Everest.
Дори по-висока от върхът Еверест.
It's many, many, many times higher than Mount Everest.
Тя е много, много пъти по-голяма.
And it's made of pure gold also.
И също така е направено от чисто злато.
So many devotees have a hard time. They have a hard time literally accepting the statements of the fifth canto.
И затова много предано дадени имат проблеми буквално да приемат това, което се казва в пета песен.
But we should not doubt these amazing statements.
Ние не трябва да поставяме на съмнение тези неща.
It's described here that Arjuna actually went into these areas and conquered them.
Тук се обяснява, че действително Арджуна отишъл и покорил тези области.
For example, Ketumala Dweep,
например, Ketumala Dweepa,
where the women are very beautiful,
където жените са много красиви,
it was conquered by Arjuna.
Било покорено от Арджуна.
It mentions here the about Kim Purusha Varsha.
Тук се споменава и за Ким Пуруша Варша.
That it's north of the Himalaya mountain.
Че е била разположена северно от веригата на Хималаите.
Which is 80,000 miles in length and height.
Които били 80,000 мили, а широчината им 60,000 мили.
So yesterday we crossed over a mountain.
Вчера ние прекосихме една планина.
How high was that mountain?
Колко беше висока тази планина?
See?
Himalaya 2,500 meters.
Okay. But here is described a mountain which is 80,000 miles high.
А тук се говори за планина, която е 80,000 мили висок.
80,000 miles high.
Is
it? Can you imagine just driving up that mountain in your little white car? You would never have enough gas to make it to the top.
Still, the Himalayas are the highest in the world.
Yes, but this is much higher than anyone understands the Himalayas to be.
Still, I said.
Yeah, that's right. So, are we supposed to think this is some allegory, some poetic simile? How can it be if Arjuna conquered them? We simply have to understand that in our present state of consciousness, not only is the spiritual world invisible to us, but also much of this material world has also become invisible to us. Just like a dog, he can hear very high pitched sound vibrations.
Например, кучето, което може да чува много високочастотни вибрации.
That the human ear cannot detect.
Които човешкото ухо не може да приеме.
So every living being has a certain range to his sense perception.
И така всяко живо същество има определена чистота на определено количество.
So what this means is in the Kali Yuga our sense perception has become stunted.
Това което означава, това което се казва, че в Кали Юга нашето сетивно възприятие е много ограничено.
We cannot see things that human beings used to be able to see.
Ние не можем да виждаме неща, които преди живото човешкото същество е било способно да вижда.
So it's not that these things are mythological.
И така не е така, че тези неща са митологични.
It's simply that we are being our ability to see things has been restricted by the influence of Kali Yuga.
Просто наша способност да виждаме нещата е ограничена от влиянието на Кали Юга.
In this way, we must have complete faith in every word of the Srimad Bhagavatam. If Prabhupada says there's a mile that's 80,000 miles high, then we have to accept there's a mile that's 80,000, a mountain that's 80,000 miles high. So what is required to have that, to accept it? That is called faith. If we are lacking in faith, then how can we advance in Krishna consciousness? Is it possible to advance if we're lacking in faith? Faith is the foundation on which the process of bhakti yoga is built. If we have no faith, we are going nowhere. Our spiritual life is killed if we have a lack of faith. So therefore we must always have faith in these words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even regarding the details of this material existence. Some people say, well, why, you know, let me just skip over the fifth canto and I'll just, you know, and why should I worry about it? I don't think it's true, but why should I worry about it? But the fact is, if one doubts these statements of the fifth canto, one should be worried. It's even described that Sukadeva Goswami, he came from this other part of the world. He came from Kim Purusha Varsha. There's an interesting point in this connection. There's a famous story of a place called Shangri-La. In fact, when I was a boy, I saw the movie called Shangri-La. And in this movie, the idea was that in the Himalayan mountains, there was a whole other world that existed there. One simply had to find the right place to enter it. So actually there is such a Shangri-La in the Himalayan mountains. It is called Kim Purusha Varsha. But one has to become qualified to enter. In those days of Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was connection between where we are living at this time and the Kim Purusha Varshis. There was connection. Because it's described here that the residents of Kim Purusha Varsha paid tribute to Emperor Yudhisthira. When he performed the horse sacrifice. So faith is really, really, really essential. Without faith, we will go nowhere. First comes faith. And then comes sadhu sangha. Associating with devotees. And then comes bhajana kriya, getting initiated. And then comes anartha nivritti, getting all the dirt cleansed out of the heart. And then comes nishta, becoming a fixed up devotee. Solidly fixed. Not shaky. Salad.
Бива разкладен месо. Установен, твърдо установен.
You have to have your heart cleansed to become solid.
За да станете установен, трябва да пречистите първо сърцето си.
So you, one cannot fake being a solid devotee.
Човек не може да се преструва, че е установен предано.
By making a show of being fixed up.
Като се преструва, като прави шоу, че е установен.
You can put a dog on the throne.
Може да поставите на трона едно куче.
And put the king's crown on his head.
И да му сложите короната на царя.
But if you throw a bone, what will the dog do? You throw him a bone.
Ако му хвърлите кокъл,
he'll go running after the bone.
Той ще търчи след кокъл.
So someone may make a show of being a fixed up devotee.
И така някой може да се преструва, че вече е станал установен, предан, отдаден.
But as soon as he gets some golden, so-called golden opportunity for sense gratification.
Но до момента, в който не изведнъж не получи тази златна възможност за сативно наслаждение.
He will engage in illicit activities.
Той ще се ангажира в забранени дейности.
Doesn't matter if there's tilak, if there's neck beads, doesn't matter.
Няма значение дали е с тилак или носи кантимала.
There is one bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Има един bhajan от Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And in this bhajan he says,
и там той казва,
here comes another Kali, here comes another Kali Chela.
Той казва, ето идва един, още един Kali Chela.
Kali Chela means disciple of Kali.
Kali Chela означава ученик на Kali.
Here comes another disciple of the Kali Yuga.
Ето още един ученик на Kali Yuga.
He's got tilak on his nose.
Има тилак на носа.
He's got neck beads.
Има кантимала.
And at night he's having illicit sex.
А през нощта той се наслаждава на незаконен секс.
So one cannot come to the position of being of nishta, of being a solid devotee.
Човек не може да стигне до позицията на нища или установен предан отдаден.
As long as one is still indulging in material sense gratification.
Докато той все още се ангажира в неразрешено сативно наслаждение.
To actually achieve nishta, one has to become free of sense gratification.
За да постигне човек нища, той трябва да се освободи от сативното наслаждение.
And then beyond nishta, then you come to the wonderful stage known as
след нищо, всички, ние стигаме до прекрасното ниво, наречено.
Do you know that next stage?
Ручи.
That's right.
Ручи.
Ручи. And the ручи stage, the holy name becomes very, very sweet.
На платформата на ручи, святото име става много сладко.
Actually becomes so sweet, you don't want to stop chanting.
Всъщност то става толкова сладко, че не ти си иска да спреш да
You just want to keep chanting 24 hours a day. It's like the most delicious love feast. It's like enjoying a big, huge, juicy club jamun. At every minute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then after coming to the ruchi stage, then you go even higher.
И след като стигнете платформата ручи,
that is called asakti.
Дори достигнете по-висока платформа, наречена ашакти.
On that stage, you become absolutely addicted to the holy name of Krishna.
На тази платформа вие напълно се пристрастявате към святото име.
If you have to stop chanting for a minute, it's like the world came to an end.
Ако се налага да спрете да възпявате за една минута, това е все едно екрана на света дошъл.
And then you go even higher.
И след това стигате дори по-високо.
Bhava.
Bhava.
That is when you have like a volcano of love of God erupting within your heart.
Това е все едно да имате вулкан в сърцето, който изригва любов към Бога.
Your body becomes overwhelmed by so many ecstatic symptoms.
Вашето тяло проявява толкова много екстатични симптоми.
That is called bhava.
Това се нарича bhava.
And then the perfection then, when you actually achieve total complete purification of heart, that is called Krishna prema.
И така крайното съвършенство се нарича Кришна према.
So in order to progress through these stages,
и за да можете да напредвате,
one has to come, one has to have faith.
човек трябва да има вяра.
If you don't have faith, you're going nowhere.
Ако нямате вяра, не сте тръгнали за никъде.
So when you hear that there's a mountain 80,000 miles high in the Himalayas,
и когато чуете, че има планина, която е 80 000 мили висока,
which makes Mount Everest look like an anthill in comparison,
което сравнение с която кара Еверест да прилича на едно малко,
you should not doubt it for a minute.
Мравоние просто сравнение. Не трябва да се, да се съмнявате в това.
Such doubt will kill your devotional creeper.
Тези съмнения ще убият вашето цвете на предаността, растение на предаността.
So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Сега може да попитаме дали има въпроси.
Когато аз не разбирам нещо, не знам, че не го разбирам, защото просто съм несъвършен. Да приемам йога. Чакам някога да го разбира това правилно или не е правилно.
He says when there is a problem, when he cannot understand something, he know that this is due to his own impurity, and is expecting one day that in the future he can understand this thing. Is it correct
yes.
or not?
That's right. That is absolutely correct. The pure knowledge is already there within the heart. It is simply covered by ignorance.
Чистото знание вече е в сърцето, но то просто е покрито от невежество.
Purify your heart of all the unnecessary garbage.
Сърцето е пълно с много ненужен буклук.
And then the full realization will come.
Когато се изчисти този ненужен буклук, пълната реализация сигурно ще дойде.
Next question.
Следващия въпрос.
Аз съм чел много различни, различни информации от Петър Песен и от този стих и от други места в Шримад Бхагаватам за Джамбудвипа и за цялата тази представа за материалния свят, но не мога да разбера как това се представя като една огромна земя и само Бхарата Варша. В смисъл, това са отделни планети, отделни земи или това е само на земята. Не мога да разбера
He has read a fifth canto, and he cannot conceive how it is possible these these things to be on the earth. So he thinks that they are different planets, or they are different. Like he cannot understand how can they be on the earth planet.
Yes. The Earth planet has a broader understanding of Earth. Our understanding of Earth right now is limited.
Нашето разбиране в момента на планетата Земя е много ограничено.
What we perceive as Earth is a subset of the Earth which was was experienced by Pariksit and Yudhishthira.
Това, което ние възприемаме като Земя в момента, е с subset.
It's a subset means it's a portion of it.
Е просто част от това, което по времето на Махараджа Парикшит се възприемало.
However, they saw a much bigger earth than
те
we can see.
Те виждали много по-голяма земя, от която ние можем да възприемем.
We're seeing just a portion of the earth that they were able to experience.
Ние виждаме само част от земята, която те са имали възможност да възприемат.
Because our senses are that the influence of the Kali Yuga, we cannot see as much as they could see in the former ages.
Защото поради влиянието на Кали и епохата на Кали, ние нямаме способност да виждаме това, което другите хора са могли, другите епохи.
You can go to the Himalayas and you can look around, but you won't be able to find Meru Parvat.
Ти можеш да скачиш на Хималаите и да се огледаш, но няма да имаш способност да видиш Меру Парва.
Because it's invisible to your perception.
Защото тя е невидима за твоето възприятие.
But it was not invisible to Maharaj Pariksit and Maharaj Yudhishthira.
Но тя не е била невидима за Махарджат Парикшит и Махарджа Юдхиштхира.
Because their senses, even their material senses were more powerful than ours.
Защото дори техните материални сетива били много по-могъщи от нашите.
Next question. Yeah.
Isn't the answer to what scientists also prove that there are there's a rotation of the earth, there is a certain part of the earth we cannot see.
But
can that be working like that? Like they are giving the example of Antarctica. before the Antarctica was so big and it can be seen so much. Now the map has changed and it has reduced.
Тя пита дали това е като някаква част от планетата Земя, която ние не можем да възприемем срещу
очи. Като,
например, Антарктика, която се качи била намалява.
All these things were present there, but it's not in our vision anymore.
Тя чува в Вриндаван, че тези неща действително съществуват в сегашния момент, но понеже са покрити, ние не можем да ги виждаме.
Yeah, there's so many things that explain why we cannot see.
Има толкова много неща, които не може да виждаме.
But the fact is, at least I'm not able to see. I haven't heard that anyone else has been able to see Meru Parva.
Аз не съм чул някой да е могъл да види Meru Parva.
It doesn't mean it's not there.
Това не означава, че тя не съществува.
It just means that we cannot see, that's all.
Това просто означава, че не може да я видим нищо.
Ти съм казал.
Тя е покрита.
It's become covered like Lord Chaitanya, remember about Radha Kunda. And
Lord
Chaitanya could find that Radha Kunda was there, but
Бог Чайтанья бил способен да види, че Радха Кунда била там, но тя била покрита.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Какъв е смисълът на тази планина?
What is the use of this mountain?
Oh, well, if you can find it, you'll become very wealthy.
Ако я намериш, можеш да станеш много богат.
You become the wealthiest man in the world if you can find it. Next question.
Also about Govardhan, it is disappearing. And after a certain time, nobody will be able to see that.
Точно като Говардан, той прогресивно намалява, след определен период от време, никой няма да може вече да го вижда.
Any other points?
В тази връзка означава ли, че тези планината и тези неща, които са описани, са проявени на финна платформа и ние с нашите сега груби сетива, ние не можем да ги видиме?
Is it true that these mountains are present in subtle form and with our present senses we cannot conceive them?
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. It's not that they don't exist, but they become subtle to our present senses, perception.
So will that be the same case with Govardhan and Yamuna?
Not exactly. There's some similarities, but it's not exactly the same. Govardhan is shrinking into the earth by one mustard seed per day.
Govardhan намалява всеки ден с едно синапено зърнце.
But we have not heard that Meru Parvat is sinking into the earth.
Ние не сме чули за планината Meru да намалява.
It's better let the translator finish and then speak. So yeah, there's a difference.
Има друго.
Next question.
Оскърбление ли е, ако приемаме по еднакъв начин похвалите и благодарите? Като нектар.
Okay. Is it an offense to take to be equipoised to the
the glorifying?
Scolding?
To the scolding and the praising.
Oh, you have to be transcendental to honor and dishonor. Just like in Burgas. We were so much honored by the media. And then as soon as the media left, the police came and arrested him. You see? So we have to be transcendental to being praised by the media or arrested by the police. In all conditions, we simply have to think Krishna is the Lord. And I am His humble servant.
а аз съм негов смирен слуга.
Whatever he wants to do with me,
каквото иска да прави той с мен,
that is all right.
Това е добре.
He wants the media to come and glorify me.
Ако той иска медиите да ме,
or if he wants the police to come and arrest me,
ако той иска полицията да ме арестува,
it is all under his sweet will.
Това е неговата сладка воля.
You mean to say we do foolish thing and we say that it's Krishna's arrangement?
I didn't do anything foolish.
No, I'm saying if it happens to some.
Ами какво ще да ние правим глупо неща и казваме?
No, if you do something foolish.
Не, ако ти направиш нещо глупо.
That is your nonsense.
Това е твоята глупост.
Question.
Ами, това си има няколко въпроса. Първият, кога ще сътворят света, дали ще изчезне, кога ще изчезне, какви сме били, какви ще бъдем след изчезването и още.
So, first question is, when is the world created, when it is going to be annihilated,
yes.
Who are we and who all will right. be after the annihilation?
Ah, okay, very good. Four,
four
questions, okay.
Okay.
All right, the first question is that this world, this material world, goes through creations, rather cycles of creation and destruction eternally.
Значи този материален свят преминава през цикли на разтворение и разрушение и това е вечно.
This particular universal creation took place that we're in right now.
Тази конкретно, това конкретно творение, в което в момента се намираме,
occurred 155 trillion years ago.
Се случи преди 155 милиарда години.
And we're halfway through right now.
И ние сме стигнали до половината.
So it will exist for another 155 trillion years.
И се точно толкова количество години, то ще продължи да съществува.
Какви сме били до това сътворение?
And now the third question.
На трети въпрос аз ще отговоря.
Your actual nature is your spirit soul, your part and parcel of God.
Какъв си бил ти? Твоята природа е духовна, ти си частица от Бога.
And even after this universe is destroyed, you will still exist as a spirit soul, part and parcel of God.
Тази Вселена бъде разрушена, ти ще продължиш да съществуваш като духовна частица, част от Бога.
Имам ли форма?
Do I have a form?
Yes.
Да,
what is my form? Yes.
Your form? Yes.
Before the
your form,
creation. Yes.
Just like now, sir, you're wearing a jacket, isn't it?
Сега в момента ти носиш яке. Вярно ли това? Да.
That jacket has two sleeves for the two arms.
Това яке има два ръкава за двете ръце.
And I see you wearing trousers also. And those trousers have two legs to match your two legs. So you the spiritual being, are wearing this material body. So your original spiritual form is of a similar nature. There's two arms, two legs, a nose, two eyes, a mouth, two ears, etc.
Твоята духовна форма има лице, две очи, нос, уста, въобще всичко.
That is your spiritual form.
Това е твоята духовна форма.
Продължавам въпроса. Може ли да съществува свят само добър или само лош?
Can there exist a world which is only good or only bad?
Yes, there is a world that is only good.
Да, има свят, който е само добър.
That is the spiritual world.
Това е духовният свят.
And there is a world that is only bad.
А това е света, който е само лош.
That is South Bulgaria.
Този свят се нарича България.
Само добър и само лош, той просто са самоудичен, не може някак си да да се връзва. Ти мога разбереш дали е добро или дали е лошо.
Как не разбереш?
How can we understand what is bad and what is good?
By hearing from the bona fide spiritual master.
Като слушаш от истински духовен учител.
Who brings to you the teachings of Krishna.
Който ти
Krishna, Krishna or God defines what is good and what is bad.
Krishna дава определение на това какво е лошо и какво е.
Otherwise, how can he say in the Bhagavad Gita?
Иначе как той би могъл да каже в Бхагавад Гита?
Паритранайа садхунам винишаяча дускритам. That I come to protect the good and to annihilate the bad.
Той казва, аз идвам да спася добродетелните и да унищожа злодеите.
So Krishna or God, he makes a distinction between good and bad.
И затова Кришна прави разграничението между добро и лошо.
So the bona fide spiritual master who brings the teachings of Krishna to you,
и истинският авторитетният духовен учител, който ти дава ученията на Кришна,
will describe for you very clearly and accurately what is the difference between good and bad.
Той ще ти много ясно ще ти обясни каква е разликата между добро и лошо.
Продължавам. Добре, след като Бог е сътворил целия свят, нали, Бог като съвършение, тая нататък, явно, че не може да се сътвори добър свят без да има лошо. Щом го е сътворил лошото и доброто? Виждаш, че има минус, има и плюс. Значи ми отговаря на идеята, че може да има съвършен свят.
Въпросът е какъв?
Ами, въпросът е, той е като и отговор, че надали може да се сътвори съвършен свят без зло. И добро и зло трябва да има. Просто има ли форма, трябва да има два полюса.
He says that this world is it's world of dualities and it is not possible to the evil to exist along with the good.
It's not possible to what?
The evil to be created evil and who exist along with the good.
To create the world.
What is his point?
It can be a word only with evil or only with goodness.
Yes. Yes, yes. The spiritual world is good, the material world is bad. Yes.
Може, това духовният свят е изцяло добър, а пък материалният е лош. He's not agree with this.
Oh, well, you may agree or disagree, that's another matter. You may say there's Can I speak?
И материалния и духовния, аз говоря като цяло.
Но ти имаш ли знание за това, кое е материално и духовно?
How about letting me speak?
Чакайте,
оставете да дойде.
Who's giving the class here?
Кой дава клас? Кой дава лекция в момента?
Who's giving the class?
Кой дава лекция?
Еми, слушай сега, той ще говоря.
I'm just going to leave. I mean, what's the point of my even being here? Everybody's talking. And I'm just sitting here, all this Bulgarian's happening, what's the use of my even being here? Any question should come through the translator to me, and then from me back to the translator. Everyone else should just zip it up.
But
I want to make a point to conclude this.
Но аз искам да приключа, да обобщя и да направя едно важно.
So I just want to make a point. We're going to end this with one point I'm going to make, and that'll be it.
Аз ще направя, ще обърна внимание на едно нещо и това ще бъде края на.
The point is that whether I or you can see something or understanding or not doesn't change its existence. Say that whether we can understand how something can be true or how something cannot be true.
Ние можем да разбереме, че нещо е вярно или не е вярно.
Does not change its existence.
Това не променя неговото съществуване.
Someone may think, well, I can't understand how a sun could possibly exist.
Някой може да каже, аз не разбирам как е възможно слънцето да съществува.
They are called owls. You know the owl bird that keeps his eyes shut during the daytime?
Това се нарича сова, бухал. Дали знаете, совата, тя си затваря очите през деня.
If you tell the owl that there is a wonderful thing called the sun that lightens the day.
Ако кажете на совата, че има прекрасно слънце, което през деня свети,
he will say, no, there is no such thing as the sun.
Тя ще каже, не, няма такова нещо като слънцето.
So if one refuses to hear from the bona fide spiritual master,
и това, ако човек откаже да слуша, авторитетният духовен учител,
then you will simply remain owl.
Тогава просто ще останете сова.
There is nothing more to be said in this connection.
В тази връзка повече нищо друго не може да бъде.
Грантарад Шримад Бхагаватам ки джай. Шри Прабхупада ки джай. Okay, now we have Radha Damodara Mahaprasad.
Jai! Jai! Jai!